Brilliance Audio presents Faking Forever by Katherine Bybee. Performed by Emma Wilder. Chapter 1. I'm going to have a baby. Stunned silence met Shannon's announcement. The First Wives, as they called their tiny club, consisted of four women, three of which were now married for the second time, and Shannon. "You're pregnant?" Avery, the hostess, asked. Shannon quickly shook her head and set her wine aside. "Not yet, but I made my decision. I'm giving myself 6 months to do this the natural way. If that doesn't work, I'll schedule an appointment with a fertility clinic." Shannon had hinted at her desire to become a mother several months before, but with Avery and Trina still in the honeymoon stages of their marriages, Shannon didn't want to take away from their recent marital bliss and put the spotlight on herself. In fact, it wasn't in Shannon's nature to stand in the spotlight at all. Lori, the lady lawyer who had founded the group of First Wives, regarded her with a narrowing of the eyes.
"Do we have a baby daddy in mind?"
Shannon offered a placating smile. "If there was someone, you'd all know about it."
"You're going to have sex with a stranger?"
It wasn't a question. Shannon glanced down at her slim frame. The last time she'd had sex, it was with her ex-husband. And he ended up being the biggest stranger of all. "We've all had sex with someone we didn't know at one time in our lives or another." Avery sat taller.
"I might need something stronger than wine for this conversation."
Shannon waved Avery off before she broke out the hard liquor. "I'm only telling you guys so you're not surprised when it happens. I want a baby. I'm not getting any younger. I have the means to support another person." Her list of reasons to go through with her plan sounded off from her lips like a chant.
"When was the last time you kissed someone?"
Avery was the free thinker of the group, but even she was surprisingly against Shannon's idea of conceiving a child from a one-night stand. Shannon considered her question and knew that her answer would open a negative stream of conversation. "I know how to kiss, Avery." Three sets of eyes questioned her. "It's been a long time," she finally admitted.
"And when are you planning on getting knocked up?" Avery asked.
"I've been monitoring my ovulation. This is a stupid idea."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?